Big East game last night. Actually had one Thursday night also. So let's bring in Brian Bennett, who blogs all things Big East for ESPN.com. He's on.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM KXPN. High school volleyball is on the air.
Today, it's the C1 championship game from the state volleyball tournament in Lincoln. After an undefeated season, Grand Island Central Catholic tries to capture the state championship today. High school volleyball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. We'll take you live to the NU Coliseum with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to ESPN Radio and Platte River Radio's continuing coverage of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament, where this morning we are live from the NU Coliseum for the opening match of this sixth championship Saturday, and it's in C1. It's the seventh all-time meeting the eighth all-time meeting, as a matter of fact, between Columbus Scotus and Grand Island Central Catholic for a state championship. Grand Island Central Catholic beat Columbus Scotus in 93 and 94. But the last five times that these two teams have played for a C1 title, Columbus Scotus has come out on top, including last year in straight sets. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Derek Stenson, bringing you today's action. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings. There are plenty of area teams that are in the state championship today, and we'll have four of the six championship matches for you on our variety and network of stations. Up first could be the most intriguing matchup of the day for area teams in C1 as Columbus Scotus gets ready to take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's let you know where we are at here in the state tournament today and the matchups that are going on. In Class A, Omaha Marion is taking on Papillion La Vista South for the championship at 1:30. The third-place match, those go at 10 noon and 2, and the Class A consolation is coming up at 10 a.m. at Lincoln Southeast High School, where Bellevue East will take on Elkhorn. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest has made their third consecutive Class B state final. They will take on Omaha Gross, the top seed tonight, at 7 o'clock. You can hear that match on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The consolation match between Seward and Lincoln Pius X is at Lincoln Northeast this afternoon at 2 o'clock. In Class C1, that's where we're at right now, Scotus and Central Catholic. The consolation match is at Lincoln Southeast at 12 noon between Kearney Catholic and Syracuse. In Class C2, you'll be able to hear the Sandy Creek Aquinas Championship match on 98.9 KKPR. That is at 5 o'clock. The consolation match between Sutton and North Platte St. Pat's is at Lincoln Northeast this morning at 10 a.m. And you'll be able to hear that match on our sister station, 1230 a.m., KHAS. The D1 final is the last championship match tonight at 9 o'clock as Exeter Milligan takes on Howells. The consolation match is at noon at Lincoln Northeast when Pawnee City takes on Meridian. And finally, the next championship will be the D2 final as Clay Center takes on Greeley-Wallback. You can hear that match on ESPN Radio 1550. The consolation in D2 is at Lincoln Southeast this afternoon at 2 o'clock when Chambers takes on Wallace. So that's the setup for this Saturday. Here it's Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus Scotus meeting for the fourth time this year. The Crusaders have won them all. They're the only team that has a chance to go unbeaten with a state championship here in 2009. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for the finals in C1 after this one-minute timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the NU Coliseum as we get ready for the C1 State Volleyball Championship. Glad you're along with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics. Don't forget, after volleyball today, we've got plenty of football coming up, including tonight, the Class B semifinals as Adams Central is at Aurora. 6 o'clock kickoff on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Then on Monday, it is D1 semifinal action. The Pleasanton Bulldogs travel to Hayes Center, the top two seeds in the D2 Western bracket. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock. Pregame on Monday afternoon is at 2:30 on 98.9 KKPR. Then on Monday night, we've got a D1 semifinal on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Palmer travels to Giltner, kickoff at 7. And we'll also have the Hastings-St. Cecilia at Broken Bow matchup on 1230 KHAS, 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. So plenty to go, and don't forget, all six of the State High School Football Championships can also be heard right here on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the starting lineup between Central Catholic and SCOTUS on ESPN Radio.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the Shamrocks of Columbus, SCOTUS, number 6 is a 5'8 junior middle hitter, Lindsay McElhose. She's followed in the rotation by number 7, a 5'10 sophomore center, Jordan Shohan. Number 8, 5'10 senior outside hitter is Monica Bodig. Number 12, 5'10", senior middle hitter is Caitlin Kirkman. Number 2, 5'6", junior back row defensive specialist, Tiff Haney. And number 11, 5'8", junior outside hitter is Mackenzie Liu. The libero for SCOTUS is number 16, a 5'7", senior, Andrea Odbert. The longtime head coach of the Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks is John Peterson, assisted by Janet Tooley, Julie Blazer, and Joe Held. The Shamrocks are 23-5 on the season, ranked third in the state of Nebraska, making their 24th trip to state. They have been to the finals 19 of their previous 23, and now you can make it 20 out of 24 trips to state. SCOTUS has been in the finals. Now, they lost to Grand Island Central Catholic in the district final after beating Boone Central and St. Paul in the sub-districts. That went 5 sets, only the second team to take a set from GICC this year. The other, Kearney Catholic, who the Crusaders swept yesterday. Here at state, Columbus SCOTUS has swept Wisner-Pilger, and yesterday they swept Syracuse in the semifinal round. So that's a look at the Shamrocks of Columbus SCOTUS. Now for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Number 16 is a 5'9 junior middle hitter, Jamie Partington. Number 1, 5'9 junior outside hitter is Jessica Wojcik. Number 2, 5'6 junior center is Bailey Baxter. Number 10, 6-foot junior middle hitter, Steph Brand. Number 8, 5'8 junior outside hitter, Liz McGowan. And number three, six-foot sophomore right side hitter is Katie Brand. The libero for the Crusaders is number four, 5'2" senior Sarah Rogge. The longtime head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Sharon Zavala, assisted by Abby Welliver and Whitney Hester. The Crusaders are a perfect 35-0 on the season, ranked number one in the state of Nebraska. This also their 24th trip to state. They have won the state championship eight times, and they have been the runner-up seven times. Their 16th trip to the final in 24 years. They defeated Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-districts, Columbus Scotus in the district final, and swept Wood River in the opening round and Kearney Catholic in the semifinals of this state tournament. They're ranked number one in the state. Scotus is number two, number three, depending on which paper you look at. Kearney Catholic was flip-flop in those two editions, and it should be a great one here. It's the eighth ever meeting in the state championship between the Shamrocks and the Crusaders, and that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. Gift certificates from Master Stylist. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And back at the NU Coliseum, Doug Duda with you on this Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us. We're also on the World Wide Web. All the games today, ESPNSuperstation.com, that we carry on the radio for those. We'll have all of the games except for A and D1 of the championship, even the C2 consolation getting ready to go at 10 o'clock. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll have the games for you. Click on the live link. Getting you a little more familiar with these teams, I don't think if you are a general fan that you probably still already know a lot about these teams. It's been quite the battle between Central Catholic and SCOTUS over the years. SCOTUS lost to Central Catholic in just their fourth match of the season. Central Catholic had got a weekend tournament in before that, and they beat them in that duel 3-0. They also beat Columbus SCOTUS in the conference tournament in straight sets, and they were also a winner, as we said, of the district finals. So three of the five losses for SCOTUS this year have come to the hands of Grand Island Central Catholic. Their other losses, Grand Island Northwest, who plays in the Class B final, and a 2-1 loss to Seward earlier this year, and Seward playing in the consolation game today in Class B, so no slouches there. As we said, Central Catholic, not only are they 35-0, they've only dropped four sets all season long and are perfect here at state. Columbus SCOTUS is led in the attack department by the 5'10 senior outside hitter Monica Bodig. She has 313 kills. Then you've got three others that have 100 or more in Kirkman, Mackenzie Liu, and you'll also see Maggie Hellbush rotate in, a 5'11 senior right side hitter. Their center, they run that to a lone center in Jordan Shohan, 695 set assists. As far as service game, it looks like Lindsay McElhose is the strongest server. She has 49 aces coming into the state tournament. We'll take a break and come back with the start of the match. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader, Seed Terrier Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Well, the official word has been handed out here at the NU Coliseum. Let's play volleyball, the final in Lincoln for at least a couple of years, because, again, next year we're headed off to Grand Island for the championships, and Grand Island might have a few teams in those championships. I know Grand Island Central Catholic, everyone fully expects them to be in the finals again next year. These girls won the state championship as freshmen as they defeated Cambridge in Class C2, but can they break the jinx against the Shamrocks of Columbus SCOTUS, who have won the last five state titles that these two teams have met? They've met the semifinals before, too. Usually, that's the end to the Crusader season. They played in 95, in 96, in 2002, in 2006, and 2008. Also, they played in 93 and 94 in the finals, but that's when Grand Island Central Catholic picked up championships. Central Catholic will be wearing their white uniforms today with a blue trim. The Shamrocks wearing their green jerseys with the white trim. They will move from left to right, Central Catholic from right to left as you view it from the benches. Here at the Coliseum, we are stationed at the end of the court, and we will be on SCOTUS' side here as we get ready for this championship match. We're about ready to get things going. Glad you're with us on ESPN Radio. We'll also have the Clay Center Greeley Wallback match for you coming up in a little bit. Two good fan bases, two good student bodies, and the SCOTUS student body ready to rock. The SCOTUS student body always making noise, and the Crusaders ready to go as well. Pretty good crowd here for this early morning match here at 9:30 a.m. Columbus SCOTUS getting ready to take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Derek Stinson, and we're ready to bring it to you as well. The libero is in for both of the teams to start the match. That is Andrea Odbert for SCOTUS and Sarah Raggi for Grand Island Central Catholic. And it looks like the opening serve of the match is going to belong to the Crusaders. So here we go. Sarah Raggi to put the ball in play and get this 2009 state championship Saturday underway. Raggi, the libero, puts the ball in the air, and here we go. Right across to Odbert. They'll set outside. Shamrocks go with the attack, picked up by Raggi. Goes off the court. It's run down by the Crusaders and passed across by Wojcik. Shamrocks go again, this time short set in the middle. Driven across and termination, SCOTUS. McElhose with the first kill of the match. And SCOTUS scores the first point. It is 1-0. SCOTUS always seems to get stronger as the season goes along against Central Catholic. And for them, that has been kind of a thorn in the side of the Crusaders. Serve is across by McElhose. Quickly across by the Crusaders. Shamrocks go outside. And the attack by Boating is picked up. Here's Wojcik off the net. It rolls over. Shamrocks will set middle. Here's Boating again on the outside. Goes near side attack. Wojcik and Brand. Brand on one arm up. Gets it across the net. Shamrocks again. Boating. She is the number one source. Her tip is out of bounds. She got it across, but it was out of bounds. Central Catholic went for it, but the ball was out. And Central Catholic will pick up the point. Well, now they overturn it and say it was tipped. It was indicated that it was out. I never saw anybody say that the ball was tipped. And they'll give the ball and the point to Boating. And a strong serve across by McElhose. To the outside, Brand terminates. It's strong enough that the ball comes all the way up into the upper section here at the Coliseum. And Steph Brand will get the kill. Brand leads the Crusaders with 356 kills. Wojcik, 299. McGowan, 208. Brand, Katie Brand, the sophomore, 156. Coming into the state tournament, McGowan had 18 kills yesterday to lead them against Kearney Catholic. Wojcik with a jump serve. It's 2-1 SCOTUS. At the net, a little joust. And for GICC, a little miscommunication. They're going to have to pass it across with McGowan. Shamrocks on the offense. Slide right side. Ricochets off the net. GICC will pick it up to McGowan. Off the double block, the Shamrocks make the play. Out to Boating. Boating around the double block, and it hits the net and falls over for the kill. Second kill for Boating. Side out for Columbus SCOTUS. And rotating in is Maggie Helbush. Helbush will play front row. And checking out will be Haney. To the back row to serve it away is Jordan Shohan. Shohan across to Rocky. Quick set middle. The attack will be blocked. Ace block SCOTUS. And Kirkman gets the first ace block of the match. 4-1 Columbus SCOTUS. Shohan to serve it away. Good start here for the Shamrocks. GICC just never, ever has been able to get out and just dominate SCOTUS at the state tournament. It doesn't look like that's going to happen here either. McGowan is blocked up front that time by Helbush. They'll dig it out and pass it over. Odbert, short set, and they overset. SCOTUS with a mistake. Point Grand Island Central Catholic. Tried to short set Helbush, and Helbush jumped too soon. Went right over her head. Back to serve it away now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Will be number two, Bailey Baxter, the center. Mishandled the back row by the Shamrocks, and SCOTUS will set it across. Free ball here for GICC. Baxter sets middle. Here's Brand. Termination, Katie Brand. 4-3 SCOTUS. Game one. Play the best of five. We go to 25, and you have to win by two. If we get to that fifth set, we'll play to 15. And in C1, all of the matches so far in the tournament have been 3-0 sweeps. Here are the Shamrocks. Attack middle, and it's going to work for the kill by Helbush. Helbush actually second on the team in kills, just plays the front row. Monica Boating back to serve it away for Columbus SCOTUS. 5-3, Shamrocks with the lead. Across it comes, mishandled, a serve. A serve SCOTUS, first of the match. So Boating does it all, picks up the ace. Not an overly strong server in the regular season. Only had 11 aces during the regular season. Gets one here. This one a little stronger and out of bounds. So maybe that has something to do with it. The ace negated by the service error, and Columbus SCOTUS will serve it away. Here's Steph Brand to pull the trigger. She leads the team in ace blocks. Also pretty good in ace serves, although Wojcik, over 100 ace serves on the season, leads the team. Shamrocks rotate to the outside, and they get it around that double block with Mackenzie Liu. The SCOTUS Shamrocks are setting it off the net. Now, they're not at the 10-foot line, but they're not right at the net either, and it's given them a chance to cut it around the double block, and that's what they've done so far in this match. Back to serve it will be Odbert, the libero for SCOTUS at 7-4 first set. Right down the line to Rocky. Baxter has to run it down. Outside attack into the net for Central Catholic. Crusaders seem just a little tight here early on. And Odbert gets the point. 8-4 SCOTUS, game one. Odbert, same spot, right at Rocky. Here's the set, Baxter. And there's miscommunication again, just passed across. Didn't see this the first two matches from GICC. And it's passed across. Free ball, outside. Attack, McGowan. Kill, McGowan. First kill for Liz McGowan. The third put away for GICC. And McGowan will rotate back to serve it away. It is 8-5, Columbus SCOTUS first set. McGowan serve. Back middle. Here's a set to the outside. The Shamrocks again cut it around for the kill. Liu. Second kill for Mackenzie Liu. GICC's been only able to score 1 point on their serve. 9-5, Columbus SCOTUS. Laura Zock goes back to serve it away. Zock, a 5'9 senior. Also Seth comes in to play the back row and serve. Set to the outside. Wojcik takes it across. Not a lot of power on it. Shamrocks dig. They'll go to the outside. Liu on the attack down and good. Third kill for Mackenzie Liu. And it is 10-5 Columbus SCOTUS. Making it look easy right now are the Shamrocks. With the serve down the middle to Rocky. Central Catholic sets outside. Wojcik on the attack. She'll get the kill. You can just tell when GICC comes up, when that set goes up, you can tell by the way that the attacker approaches the net or at least comes up with the arm whether they're going to take a big swing or they're going to tip it across. And every time Central Catholic takes a big swing, they've been in business. 10-6, serve is across. Outside attack, Liu. Down the line, termination. Lou on fire here early on, leads the team with four kills. And again, the Crusaders are denied, picking up a point on serve. Here it comes for Lou. She'll serve it across to Rogge. They're really trying to make her handle the ball. Set is across. Scotus has it. Set to the outside. Boating back in the front row. Off the double block. Picked up by McGowan. Set outside for Wojcik. She's blocked. Shamrocks will dig in the back row. Middle attack. Blocked up there by Wojcik. Stays on the Shamrock sideline. To Boating. She'll roll it across. Right there is Katie Brand. Set outside Wojcik. Near side kill on the line. One of the longest rallies here so far in this first game, and Wojcik will get the kill. Now Rogge will go back and serve it away, and it's our second time through the service rotation. 11-7 Shamrocks in the service deep and out of bounds. First service error for GICC, and Columbus Scotus will serve it away. They lead 12-7, and with a little bit of a jump serve, here comes McElhose. Overpass, free ball above the net, tipped down by Boating. Boating with the kill, 13-7 Scotus, and timeout on the floor by Grand Island Central Catholic. So Columbus Scotus jumped out to a 4-1 lead, and they've been holding on to it and increasing it. Game one of the C1 state final, Columbus Scotus 13, Grand Island Central Catholic 7.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And we are back at the NU Coliseum, where Grand Island Central Catholic has not been able to get out of the gate here early morning. They trail 13-7 to the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus, and after the Crusader timeout, Lindsey McElhose back to serve it away again with his 13-7 lead. Looking for two in a row here. And McElhose with the serve, and I don't think we were ready yet. McElhose, probably a good thing for the Crusaders, had hit the net and fell over. I think we're waiting for TV to get back is what the deal is. I think Lindsey thought, I must have missed the whistle, so I'm going to serve. So we've got still a timeout on the floor for television, and now we're ready to go. So McElhose with the serve at 13-7. And misses into the net. So a bit of unfortunate error there for the Shamrocks. And Odbert will rotate back in as the libero. That's the second service error for Scotus. 13-8 and now Wojcik at the line. Let's see if Chess can get something going here for her team. Jump serve, cross court. Picked up by McElhose. Here's the set. Low set. Missed time. They'll have to pass it across. Free ball here. Baxter sets. Middle. Brand. Termination. Steph Brand. Second kill. 13-9, only the second point on serve here in the first set for GICC. Wojcik to go again. Takes a little time back there before she goes with that jump serve, and here it comes. Good, strong jump serve to Odbert. Here's Shohan, short set slide. The attack off Hellbush is partially blocked. Crusaders to the outside. McGowan, wide set. She's able to at least slap it over. Back to Brand. She'll dump it across. Scotus is ready. Boating attack. Blocked up front. Brand. Ace block. Steph Brand. And Central Catholic's got something going out of the timeout. 13-10. Wojcik back to serve again. A chance to get a great run going here for GICC. And it all starts with a good jump serve of Wojcik. Again, it's a cross, and it's an ace. They let it go. Ace serve. First ace for the Crusaders. Timeout, Columbus Scotus. So out of the Central Catholic timeout, they score four straight. Now the Shamrocks will try and turn it around. So we're still in game one, 13-11. Grand Island Central Catholic trails by two, but they're making a move. We'll be right back.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at State this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
And welcome back to the NU Coliseum for the C1 State Volleyball Championship here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Out of the Columbus SCOTUS timeout, Jessica Wojcik tries to continue her jump serve prowl. She's got three in a row. The last one was an ace. Here's a nice serve again. Chohan with the set. Boating blocked up front that time by Baxter. Picked up by the Shamrocks. Tipped across. Brand is ready for it. Baxter sets to the outside. Here's McGowan. She hit the antenna out of bounds. It's out of bounds as it hit the antenna. And SCOTUS ball. 14-11. Good eye by our lines folk, because neither referee called the antenna. That knocked the thing off the net. Back to serve it away is Jordan Chohan, the setter for the Shamrocks. She'll fire it across to McGowan. Baxter sets McGowan again. This attack near side kill. Liz McGowan. I'll tell you what, Baxter is really putting that set awful close to the antenna, and she's done it quite a bit during this state tournament. Back to serve it away now will be Baxter. Bailey, mini jump serve, picked up there by McElhose. Passed outside, Hellbush will set it across. Picking it up, McGowan. They'll set it back to Liz, outside attack. Off the partial block by Kirkman, ricochets into the back row. Shamrocks go Boating. Boating gets the kill. Monica Boating gets her fourth kill. 15-12, Columbus SCOTUS. Opening set, Shamrocks will send Boating back to serve it away now. And the senior All-Stater fires it across to Rogge. Short set middle. Brand, termination for the Crusaders. Steph Brand with her third kill. Right back over to GICC. Down early by as many as six. They have cut it to two. And Steph Brand to serve. Brand floats it down the middle. Back pedaling. McElhose makes the play. Short set. Ball rolling along the net. Falls on the SCOTUS sideline. They dig it out and have to set it over. The pass is to Baxter. Here's a quick set, dumped across instead by Katie Brand. SCOTUS is ready. Go to the outside for Lou. Off the block, SCOTUS will have to wait defensively. Here's McGowan on the angle attack. Picked up there by McElhose. Good rally going here. Hellbush drives it through the double block and gets the kill for SCOTUS. Second kill for Maggie Hellbush. 16-13 SCOTUS. And Andrea Odbert back to serve it away. GICC, the only unbeaten team in the tournament, but right now, trailing in the opening set. Set middle. Here's Katie Brand. Good up in the back row by Odbert. It's passed across. Picked up by Wojcik. Central Catholic tries again. This time McGowan on the angle gets the kill. Liz McGowan, her third. Every point being earned as you expect it would be between these two squads. And Liz McGowan to serve. McGowan, high floating serve. Shamrocks pick it up. Go to the right side, Hellbush, off the single block. Nice job off of Partington, picked up there in the back row by McGowan. Shamrocks overset, picked up here by Brand. Katie sets outside for Wojcik. Wojcik off of Odbert. Good digging the back row. It'll have to be passed across as Boating ran it down. McGowan to Brand. The attack, driven across and picked up again. Overpass and back to the Crusaders. Long point going again. Short set, Partington, tip kill. Jamie Partington with her first kill, and it's a one-point game. The Crusaders a chance to tie it here as we turn the first half into the second half of game one. McGowan serve, backing up Boating. Chohan set, right side, Hellbush, ace block. Ace block, Wojcik, and Partington. Give the ace block to Jess Wojcik, her first, and we are all tied up at 16. Central Catholic looking for their first lead of this state final. Serve across middle, Hellbush around the double block. Rogge with the dig. Overpass. SCOTUS will not take a quick swing. Instead, they'll dump it across. Crusaders got an opportunity here to Wojcik. Outside, rolls it off the block. Odbert dig. Set outside for Lou. Off the net, one arm up in the back row. Returned into the net, and they can't get it out. Lou with the kill, her fifth. But SCOTUS will not give up the lead. but it is a one-point match, and here comes Laura Zah into the ball game. Zah, the 5'9 senior, plays that back row for the Shamrocks, up 17-16. Line drive down the middle, picked up by Rogge, set to the outside, but passed over by Wojcik. Skotis sets outside. Here's Lou again. Off the block, termination. Crusaders didn't have that double block together, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor here by Coach Sharon Zavala. This is the point in the match where Skotis pulled away the last time in this rotation. So, timeout, Central Catholic. It'll be their second timeout. Game one, Skotis 18, Central Catholic 16 on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Laura Sock has picked up the point on serve and is trying to extend it to a three-point lead. Shamrocks are up 18-16 set one over Grand Island Central Catholic State Volleyball Final. Hardington with a quick tip picked up here by the Crusaders, the Shamrocks, and Lou on the attack. Off the double block, GICC goes outside. Wojcik tips it over. Shamrocks dig. Lou dumped over there by Shohan. Ready is Katie Brand. Outside, Wojcik drives it through the block, but it's picked up Boating. Shamrocks keep the ball alive, and from the 10-foot line, Lou will take it across. Dumped over. Beautiful dump by Brand. One-arm save, and it'll be set back over by the Shamrocks. Three ball here for the Crusaders. Wojcik outside, and she'll drive it off the block for the kill. Number three for Wojcik. Sign out. Grand Island Central Catholic. 18-17. Katie Brand to serve. The Crusaders have never led in the opening set, and they won't lead it here either because they serve it out of bounds. Back to a two-point SCOTUS lead. Second service error for GICC, and Mackenzie Liu to serve it up. She'll come all the way to the left-hand corner to fire it away for the Shamrocks. And across it comes. Good angle serve to McGowan. Short set slide. Partington kill. Jamie Partington gets her second. Five different players in the kill column for GICC, four for Columbus SCOTUS, as we're inching closer to that 20th point of game one. Sarah Rogge with the serve. Shohan sets outside for Boating. Boating comes right down the line. The dig is made by McGowan. Out to Wojcik. Off the block for the kill. The fourth for Wojcik, and we're tied again. 19-19, game one. Now Rogge has an opportunity to give the Crusaders their first lead of this state final. Rogge serve. Pretty deep. Boating backs up, makes the play. They'll set it to Boating. On the outside, she drives it off the block. Rogge with the up. Brand gets it to Wojcik. Her attack picked up by Odberg. Set Shohan. Short set middle. Pushed across there by McElhose. Picked up by Brand on the attack. Shamrocks back on the offense. Here's Boating from off the net. Nice dig, McGowan. Can they get it over? Rogge will have to pass it over. Shamrocks will set again. Shohan, right side slide, flipped across, and in the net on SCOTUS on the follow-through. The set was wide on the slide to McElhose, and it is Grand Island Central Catholic up by one for the first time, and timeout on the floor by the SCOTUS Shamrocks. 20-19, Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll be right back.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic has scored 7 of the last 10 points to turn a 16-13 deficit into a 20-19 lead. And Sarah Rogge still has to serve. Both teams have used their timeouts. So we'll play it out from here. And Rogge to serve it away. 20-19 Crusaders. Sarah takes it across to Boating in the far corner. They'll still set it to Monica. Off the block, dugout back row, McGowan. Middle attack, Brand down and good. And Steph is starting to see the daylight. Fourth kill for Steph Brand, 21-19 Central Catholic. And you're actually seeing some emotion from the Crusaders as Rogge keeps it at Boating. And the Shamrocks keep setting it to Boating. And there's only a single block, but she hammers this home. GICC did not get a double block up that time, and it was an easy one for Monica Boating, her fifth kill. 14 kills here in the opening set for the Shamrocks. 21-20, and the jump serve of McElhose. Across it comes to Brand. Set outside, and off the net. It's going to rattle around off a block. They're going to say it was tipped, and Central Catholic will get the kill. There was a little hesitation there, but Steph Brand will pick up the point. 22-20, and Wojcik to serve it away. Crusaders trying to come from behind and win game one. Wojcik, great serve. Picked up by McElhose on the right wing. Over to Boating. Miss hit, her first error. 23-20, crucial point in the match, and an error from Boating. Wojcik with her fourth service point. 23-20, GICC. And with that jump serve, Wojcik fires it across again to Haney. Middle attack, partially blocked by Brand. Set outside for McGowan. Rattles it off the net and in the net. Going to be called in the net on GICC. The point would have been the Crusaders because it went off the block and out of bounds. But the follow-through apparently took the Crusaders into the net. Back in is Maggie Helbush for the Shamrocks to serve Jordan Shohan. 23-21, Grand Island Central Catholic. And the serve down the line to McGowan. Here's the set to Liz. Outside the attack. Down and good. And it'll be game point. Central Catholic on McGowan's fourth kill. Pretty balanced for the Crusaders. They have stayed the course so far. And Bailey Baxter to serve it. Game point. 24-21 GICC. Baxter with a serve. At McElhose. Shohan sets. Right side attack. Boating. Up in the back row. Nice get by Baxter. And it'll have to be set across by Wojcik to Odbert. Shohan set, right side Helbush, the attack picked up in the back row by Wojcik. Set to the outside, McGowan rolls it across, down and good, and Central Catholic has game one. Liz McGowan completes the comeback, and GICC 25, Columbus Scotus 21. The Crusaders win game one of this 2009 state final. We'll come back and look at the numbers in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Game one is in the books. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for Columbus Scotus, Andrea Odbert had a service point. Laura Zock, two service points. Lindsay McElhose, two service points and a kill. Jordan Shohan had a service point. Monica Boating had an ace serve and five kills. Mackenzie Liu had six kills. Caitlin Kirkman had an ace block, and Maggie Helbush had two kills. Scotus had 14 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik, four service points, one was an ace. She had an ace block and four kills. Bailey Baxter She was able to serve things out. She picked up two service points in the opening set. Katie Brand had one kill. Sarah Rogge, three service points. Liz McGowan, two service points, five kills. Steph Brand and ace block, five kills. And Jamie Partington had two kills. Grand Island Central Catholic, 17 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve. And the Crusaders take game one of this C1 final from Columbus SCOTUS, 25-21. We'll be back with game two after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. Gift certificates from Master Stylists. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
It's the first of six championship games here today at the NU Coliseum. Up next, the D2 final as Clay Center takes on Greeley Wallback. You'll hear that on ESPN 1550. We've got college football coming your way, a doubleheader today here on ESPN Radio as well, around the state volleyball. The Class A final is Omaha Marion and Papillion La Vista South. Then the second session gets going at 5 o'clock. C2 final, Sandy Creek plays Aquinas at 7 o'clock. Randolph Northwest against Omaha Gross in B, and in D1 at 9, Howells will take on Exeter Milligan. Here, Grand Island Central Catholic has taken game one from Columbus SCOTUS, 25-21. They scored 8 of the final 10 points to do that. And now Columbus SCOTUS will serve to start game two, and we are underway on the serve from Mackenzie Liu. Set right side, Wojcik tried to tip it across on the offset, and, didn't work. Right into the tape, and point SCOTUS. So Liu getting her first service point of the match. We'll come down the sideline again, picked up by Katie Brand. Baxter sets outside for Steph Brand, and she'll put it down. Brand, who they usually go to in the middle, went to the outside that time and got her sixth kill. 1-1, Central Catholic on the serve, and Jessica Wojcik to go back and do the honors. Wojcik's jump serve, solid to Odvert. Chilhan sets outside to Boating. Boating off the tip, picked up by Wojcik. Set outside for McGowan. Again, it's pretty wide. She has to go on the angle. SCOTUS has it to the outside. Boating tries to roll it, and she hit the back line. Oh, like a lob in tennis. That baby just died, and Boating will pick up her sixth kill. 2-1 SCOTUS. She couldn't have put it anywhere else and had it stay in and not get blocked. Now the jump serve. McElhose hit the net. Rogge makes a nice dig, and Brand will take it back over. Opportunity here for the Shamrocks. Short set on the slide, driven through by Kirkman. But then Brand is able to pick it up and hammer it right back. Steph Brand with her seventh kill. 2-2. SCOTUS and Grand Island Central Catholic. GICC won the opening game in the serve for Bailey Baxter. Drives it over to Odbert. Overpass into the net and an ace serve. 3-2. Central Catholic. Bailey Baxter with the ace. For Baxter, she was second on the team in ace serves coming into the state tournament right alongside Rogge. And this one hit the net and fell over. Baxter got away with one there. Nothing SCOTUS could have done with that one. It nailed that tape and decided it would fall over this time. 4-2. Baxter going to make sure she gets this one in. Into the back row it goes to Haney. Set, and the quick attack in the middle is down and home by Caitlin Kirkman. That'll be Kirkman's first kill to go along with the only ace block the Shamrocks have. And it's 4-3, Central Catholic. Side out for SCOTUS. Back to serve it away will be the sophomore center, Jordan Chilhan, who's been doing a solid job here in the state final. Across it comes McGowan. Overset, middle attack, Katie Brand block. Ace block, Maggie Helbusch. 4-4. Great block up front. As the Crusaders tried to run a stunt there, and it didn't work. Shohan across to Rogge on the serve. Baxter set. McGowan on the outside. Blocked again. Another ace block by Maggie Hellbush. And just as we were saying, there wasn't much net play. We see back-to-back blocks, and Skotas takes the lead back at 5-4. Shohan serve. Right in the middle to Rogge, making sure she gets it. Short set, Brand. Her tip blocked again. Three in a row. That was just on a tip. 6-4. Three straight ace blocks by Maggie Hellbush. And that one was nothing special. She just got up. Shohan is going to end the run with a service error. And that will quiet the crowd momentarily. Back over to Grand Island Central Catholic. Steph Brand will rotate back to serve it away. 6-5, Columbus Scotus. Serve is across. Picked up there by McElhose to Boating. One arm up there by Wojcik and passed across by Partington. Shamrocks will set Shohan in the middle. The attack down and good by Kirkman. And they have found something again for Scotus here in the early going. 7-5 Scotus. Central Catholic won the opening set by a score of 25-21. Boating to serve it away. Takes it at McGowan. Baxter going to slide McGowan. Right side attack down the line and good. Liz McGowan coming off an 18-kill performance yesterday. Has six already. Side out here for the Crusaders. Again, those 18 kills in just three sets. McGowan now ready to serve it up here for the Crusaders. Two of the top coaches in the state definitely in C1 in Zavala and Peterson doing battle again. Scotus and Central Catholic. Ball on the Scotus side of the net. They're going to have to pass it across. Home ball spell overpass by Baxter just to keep it alive. And then it's dumped across it. Baxter makes another great dig. Picking it up off the floor. Scotus thought it was down, but they're going to keep playing. And Lou finishes it. It's a moot point. Mackenzie Lou, angle attack right on the line. That'll be the seventh kill for Lou, the first of this game. And Scotus maintains the lead of 8-6. Andrea Odbert to serve it. And Odbert serve. Cuts it into the middle. Picked up there by Rogge. Set middle. Tip Partington. Partington down and good. We couldn't hear the whistle. Everybody kind of stopped, and Partington will get the kill. Scotus did the right thing. They kept playing the point, but it was blown dead, and now Katie Brand to serve. Haven't heard a lot from Katie so far today. We'll see if that changes. Here's the set middle. Driven across and hammered over to McGowan. Nice dig off the Hellbush swing. Passed across by Brand. Shamrock set outside. Here's Lou. Put it into her own net. That's four hits. Attack air, 8-8. Katie Brand will serve again, picking up her first service point here at the championship. Third of the way through game two. Floating that serve across is Brand. Slide right side. Termination Scotus and Maggie Hellbush. 9-8 Scotus. State High School Volleyball Championship C1 Final. Doug Guda with you from the NU Coliseum here on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Laura Zock enters the game to serve now for Scotus. Down the middle to McGowan. Here's a set Baxter, middle to Wojcik. Tips it over the triple block, and getting a hand on it is going to be Lou. Has to be set back across. Free ball here. Baxter sets outside Wojcik. Single block. Got it around it, but the dig is made by Boating. And it'll be pushed across by Scotus. Baxter sets again. Wojcik on the attack. Blocked again. Again picked up by Hellbush. In the middle, the attack is on the back line for Scotus and Lindsay McElhone. 10-9, 10-8 Scotus. And Zock to try and get a run going now for the Shamrocks. They are down one set to the Crusaders. Zock's knuckleball serve is an ace. 11-8. Timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic. Off the ace serve from Laura Zock. Grand Island Central Catholic won the opening set, 25-21. But Scotus is up 11-8 in Game 2 here on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Derek Stinson from the NU Coliseum, campus of the University of Nebraska. It's a quiet Saturday next door for football, but the Huskers at Kansas on ABC at 2:30, and pregame already underway on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Out of the Central Catholic timeout, Columbus SCOTUS continues to serve here with Laura Zock leading at 11-8, game two. Central Catholic won the opening set 25-21. Here is Baxter setting Wojcik, but center wide. Luckily, it rolled across. Good adjustment, Wojcik. On the outside, Mackenzie Liu, and she's blocked. Blocked by Partington. Jamie Partington with her first ace block, 11-9. And Baxter seems to be a little off this morning. I know they want to set it wide, but sometimes they're too wide, and Central Catholic not getting the full swing like they usually do, and Rogge with a service error right back over to SCOTUS. 12-9, Columbus SCOTUS. They're 23-5. Only 28 matches for SCOTUS compared to 35 for Central Catholic. So SCOTUS way down. They usually have a bunch of matches in the book. Brand mishits it. That was just a total misplayed point by Grand Island Central Catholic. 13-9. They didn't handle the pass. They didn't handle the second hit. And they didn't get it over when they needed to on a free ball just so SCOTUS could at least have an opportunity. And Mackenzie Liu will serve it across again. Set outside. Steph Brand off the tip. Picked up by the Shamrocks outside. Boating. Near side attack. Takes Katie Brand off her feet, but the ball's alive, and Rogge tips it over. Overpass by the Shamrocks. Crusaders will scramble to get it back over. Wojcik will get a swing on it. Picked up in the back row by Liu. Set outside. Boating. Boating hits the antenna. It's out of bounds. Point, Crusaders. Back to serve will be Jessica Wojcik, the number one server. Kind of the same situation we saw in game one. SCOTUS was up 13-7, then Wojcik went back and served three in a row. Here it's only 13-10, so let's see if she can get something started at almost the exact same spot. Jump serve, hit the net, but it comes across. Good save by Shohan. Boating off the net, the attack, way deep, out of bounds. Point, Central Catholic, 13-11. Wojcik just about picked up the ace serve. Shohan with a great save, though. And Wojcik's jump serve is on the way. Picked up by Odbert. Overpass again. Good job by Shohan to stay out of the net. And then it's put down by Boding. Monica with her seventh kill. Back over to SCOTUS. Side out will send Lindsay McElhose back to serve it away. She's got a jump serve as well. Her and Wojcik follow each other in the rotation for these two schools. And across it comes. At McGowan on the left line. Slide, right side, Brand, hit the tape, stayed in, Boating with the up, they'll set it back to Boating, near side, dump down, kill. Monica got way in the air there and just simply went over the top of the double block with the tip, and it's a four-point SCOTUS lead, 15-11. McElhose to serve again. This time a pretty deep jump serve, picked up by Rogge. Baxter sets outside, McGowan, McGowan, near side, kill. Liz McGowan puts it home with her seventh kill. 15-12. And back to serve it away for the Crusaders will be Bailey Baxter. And the junior center fires it deep middle, picked up by Odbert. Set to the outside, tipped across, and almost saved. Returned by Brand and Baxter. Crazy point as the ball is still in the air, and it falls on the SCOTUS floor for some miscommunication. A couple of players got tied up and couldn't get to it. Chalked that up as the strangest rally so far of our championship match. Baxter to serve. She had a couple of aces earlier in this game. Here her jump serve is overpassed and tipped down by McGowan. And here come the Crusaders down by one. Timeout on the floor, Columbus SCOTUS. So after winning game one in comeback fashion, the Crusaders are trying to do it again. They trail 15-14 with the serve in Game 2 here on ESPN Radio.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free
estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Interesting story going on here at the state tournament today. Two more area teams in the finals. Clay Center next here in D2 and Sandy Creek in C2 at 5. They co-op next year. They consolidate. It'll be the last match for Clay Center in school history, and you're going to be consolidating two state finalists, which could be two state champions by the end of the day. Right now, though, in Grand Island Central Catholic with the serve to tie it, Bailey Baxter set to the outside, Boating. Boating off the tip, gets the kill. Monica Boating with her fourth kill of the game and ninth of the match at 16-14 SCOTUS. Central Catholic won the opening game, 25-21. Greeley Wallback, who has ties to both of these schools, Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS, a lot of that community, Catholic, have a lot of cousins, a lot of relatives that are in this match or at least fans of these teams. And here's a middle attack kill for the Shamrocks, Caitlin Kirkman. Third kill of the game for Kirkman, had a couple early, 17-14 Shamrocks. Shohan to serve again. Crusaders made the block but then couldn't dig it out of their own net. Over to Rogge. Baxter runs it down. McGowan from off the net. Angle attack. Good up by Odbert. Gives the Shamrocks a chance here. Boating off the net. Drops it home. So out of the timeout. Here come the Shamrocks. 18-14. So SCOTUS just continues to bounce back. When the Crusaders make a run, they didn't do it at the very end of game one, but they have every other time. Shohan, the leading server so far for SCOTUS. Across it goes. Baxter short set. Katie Brand tip across, and that's going to work. Katie Brand with the tip kill, and that's just her second of the morning session here. But it will get the Crusaders the volleyball back, and Steph Brand ready to serve it away. Steph serve. Rolls it down the middle. Outside attack. Hellbush down and good. Maggie Hellbush with her fourth kill. Didn't take long for SCOTUS to get the ball right back. Pass set kill, 19-15 Shamrocks. And Monica Boating to go back and serve it away. Boating across it comes to McGowan. They'll slide Liz right side. She tips it and in the net. Going to be called on the Crusaders. Point SCOTUS. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. So they cut it to one, and now the Shamrocks have taken it back out to a five-point lead. GICC won the opening set 25-21, but the Shamrocks of SCOTUS lead game to 20-15 on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
You're listening to all the excitement of the state volleyball championships here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda with you at the NU Coliseum as Monica Boating gets ready to serve it again for Columbus SCOTUS out of the Central Catholic timeout. Quick attack middle. Steph Brand to Partington. Partington will tip it down for the kill. Partington had the kill. Her fourth, 20-16 SCOTUS, and McGowan back to serve it away. McGowan takes it down the sideline. SCOTUS to Shohan. Outside Hellbush, blocked by Wojcik. Trying to dig it out of the Shamrock neck, they will. And Lou has the open alley and gets the kill. Mackenzie Lou gets her eighth kill. Shamrocks were trying to dig that block out of their own net, and it ricocheted right over to Lou, and the Crusaders had no time to get over there and put a block up, so it was a free point. Nice defense by the Shamrocks. Serve across by Odbert. Back row has to be set across there by Katie Brand. There's the set, and Odbert has to set it back. So free ball here. Brand sets outside. Wojcik. Wojcik attack. Termination. Jessica Wojcik. That's her first kill of this set. Fifth of the match. And now Katie Brand goes back to serve it away. 21-17, SCOTUS game two. Here's Helbush outside and gets the kill. McGowan got a hand on it. But boy, SCOTUS is doing a good job of moving that ball all over the court. They see the court very, very well, and they have placed it where they want. Laura Zock in to serve. 22-17, Shamrocks. They're 3 points away from evening the match. Across to McGowan. Set a little low, and Wojcik has to set it over. Crusaders are making some mistakes. Middle attack driven across that time. An overpass from McElhose right back to the Shamrocks. Here's Lou off the block, dug out by Rogge. Nice save there. Set way wide, and they can't get it over. Wow. 23-17, SCOTUS. Central Catholic has a timeout left, but they're not going to use it. And again, the serve across by Zock. Can Central Catholic get the turn around? No, they attack air into their own net. It's game point, SCOTUS. 24-17. Zock trying to finish off game two here. They had the lead in game one, couldn't hold it. They've held the lead the entire second set. And an ace serve finishes it off for Zock, and we're all even. Just the fifth set taken off of Grand Island Central Catholic all year long. The third by SCOTUS. 25-17, SCOTUS takes game two. We'll be back with the numbers in 1 minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at State this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers from Game 2. First of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, I had Jessica Wojcik, one service point, one kill. Bailey Baxter, four service points, two of them aces. Katie Brand had a service point and one kill. Liz McGowan, three kills. Steph Brand, two kills. Jamie Partington, an ace block and two kills. Nine kills, one ace block, two ace serves for the Crusaders. For Columbus SCOTUS, Laura Zock, five service points. Two of them were aces. Lindsay McElhose, one service point, one kill. Jordan Shohan, five service points. Monica Boding had a service point and five kills. Slide down to Mackenzie Liu, two service points, two kills. Caitlin Kirkman, three kills. And Maggie Helbush, three ace blocks and three kills. That kind of set the tone early in game two. She had three ace blocks on three consecutive plays. SCOTUS, 14 kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves, and the Shamrocks take game two, 25-17, to even this C1 final at a set apiece. We'll be back with game three after this break on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Derek Stinson, here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament, where Grand Island Central Catholic will serve it away to start Game 3. And Boating will get the kill for Columbus Scotus. Scotus has scored the first point in all three sets, and Boating has 11 points, 11 kills, 8 for Mackenzie Liu for Scotus. And back to serve it away will be McElhose. The jump serve is across, overpass into the net, and it falls on the Scotus sideline. And a redirect there by Bailey Baxter, I guess, is going to pick up the kill. So 1-1. Baxter just kind of redirecting it over the net there on the overpass from the serve receive. And Wojcik to serve it across. Jump serve up by Odbert, but not clean, so it's passed across by Tiff Haney. Slide Brand, Steph drives it across. Up by McElhose, slide back on the other side for Scotus. And Kirkman picked up McGowan, attack, dug out by Odbert again. And from the 10-foot line will be tipped over by Scotus. Struggle and out of bounds. They're going to call, actually, they're not going to call out of bounds. They're going to call Crusaders for stepping across the center line at the net. So a point for Scotus, and it's 2-1. Back to serve it away, Shohan. She is second on the team in serving behind Zach, at least so far today. It hit the net and fell over for an ace. 3-1 Scotus. Shohan with her first ace serve. Fourth ace serve of the match for Columbus Scotus. Grand Island Central Catholic has three. 3-1 Shamrocks. Serve is across. Picked up there by McGowan. Slide. Brand. Brand didn't get much on it. Stays in the front row. Shamrocks go to Boating. Boating blocked up front there, but it falls on the side of the Crusaders. And another kill for Monica Boating. She's got 12. So a good start to game three here for Columbus Scotus. 4-1. Just like game one, but GICC able to rally in game one. Has to be passed across here by the Crusaders. Serve receive has not been strong. Quick set right side, attacked by Hellbush. Picked up, rolled across there, but it went out of bounds. And in the net, going to be called on Scotus. Scotus bailing out the Crusaders with an in-the-net call. And Bailey Baxter will go back and serve it away. So far today, she's the leading scorer for Central Catholic with 6 points on the serve, couple of aces. Serve is across to McElhose. Right side attack. Boating rolls it over. Picked up Brand. Katie to Steph. Steph is blocked. Ace block. Caitlin Kirkman. Kirkman with the ace block, 5-2. Back to serve it away will be Monica Boating. 5-2 lead here for Columbus Scotus. We're even at a game apiece in the C1 championship. Across to Raggi. Set to the outside. Again, the set is wide. And has to be adjusted. Shamrocks go to the outside. Nobody's home, but it's off the tip for the kill. Oh, that ball was tipped. They're going to say no tip. Wow. A blown call there. Scotus should have got that point. And the Crusaders will take it. It's 5-3. And Steph Brand will get in and serve it. See if they can take advantage here. Right side attack. Hellbush drives it over. And a lift called on Central Catholic. And right back over to Scotus. That might have been a makeup call because that wasn't a lift either. So back over to the Shamrocks and Andrea Onbert to serve it away. 6-3 Scotus. She always takes it right at Raggi, no matter where she's at. Set outside McGowan, off the block kill. That was a quick point for Central Catholic. They haven't had a lot of those in this match. 6-4. Again, the pressure to win a state championship, to beat Scotus, to finish unbeaten. They're all on the shoulders of Grand Island Central Catholic, and they're getting a match here as they expected from the Shamrocks. Here is the Crusaders to Wojcik. Off the block, the dig is made by Shohan. Set outside for Liu, right through the double block for the kill. Double block was not solid, and Liu drives it through. Scotus has been so good about just hitting it where they need to on that block, either through it or around it. They seem to get it just about every time. And Laura Zach into the ball game to serve now for Scotus. 7-4. Central Catholic fans need to be a little concerned here. They are not playing their best game. They are making errors, and we're not used to seeing that from this team. They were almost perfect yesterday against Kearney Catholic. Here is the short set. Going to be dumped across instead to Raggi to the outside. Wojcik blocked back onto the Crusaders' side. They'll set it again for Wojcik. All she does is pass it across. Shamrock, Shohan, short set middle. McElhose takes it across. Brand dumps it over and returned by Liu on the one-timer. 10th kill for Mackenzie Liu. 8-4 SCOTUS. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. And they got to be thinking, here we go again. Timeout on the floor. We're even at a set apiece, and SCOTUS leads 8-4 in the third.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Doug Duda back with you here on ESPN Radio from the Coliseum at the University of Nebraska, home of the Huskers, and Columbus SCOTUS kind of making it their home. They have won every state championship that they have played here. Now, in 2007, that was their down year. They had their state tournament streak snapped by St. Paul and did not make the finals, did not make it here, and Ord won that tournament, but SCOTUS has won three of the last four, and a service error here as we come back to play for SCOTUS. So the ball comes back over to GICC, and the serve is across by Katie Brand. Slide right side, the attack blocked by Partington, but out of bounds, and give the kill to McElhose. 9-5. It's just kind of that Central Catholic feeling. It's a sick feeling if you're Central Catholic, because you're expected to win today, even though you're playing Columbus SCOTUS. But the Shamrocks, here they are again, to just voodoo doll you and keep putting the pins in your side. Shamrock ball to the outside, Boating. Off the single block, Rocky digs, overpass above the net, and miss hit, almost whiffed by the Shamrock. Rocky passed it across there. And Rocky is going to get the point and the service point. So one of the very few errors by the Shamrock so far in the match. Boating will have to take it across. The easy one here to Brand. Brand termination. That's what we're used to seeing. Baxter to step Brand. The block wasn't there in time. And a point for GICC. 9-7. Shamrocks with the lead. And Rocky serve. Pretty deep. Handled by Haney. Set to the outside. Boating. And she goes short kill. Monica Boating with her 13th kill. That is a match high. 10-7 SCOTUS. And back to serve it away will be number 6, Lindsay McElhose. She has 3 service points so far this morning. And the jump serve. Across it goes. Low to Brand. Set across. Handled by McElhose. Slide right side. Kirkman tips it across for the kill. Fourth kill for Katie Kirkman. 11-7 SCOTUS. The next championship, Clay Center taking on Greeley Wallback. Fans on ESPN 1550 will be able to hear that one. Here's a service error. And back over to GICC. Second service error for SCOTUS. Odbert comes back in for McElhose. And back to serve it away will be Wojcik. Here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Can she again at least rattle off a couple points to get her team back in it? Over to Odbert. Shahan sets it to the outside. Boating drives it across to Rogge. Here's a set to McGowan. McGowan short side, but out. Deep that time, attack error, Crusaders. And SCOTUS will send Jordan Shohan back to serve it away. The SCOTUS center has been doing a pretty solid job so far in the match this morning. Even at a set apiece, game 3, SCOTUS has a 12-8 lead. Over to McGowan, short set middle, Brand tips, SCOTUS is right there. Set to the outside, Boating. Boating takes it over the double block, Wojcik dig. Back row attack, Katie Brand just sets the ball across, SCOTUS. We'll go to the right side. Here's Hellbush, and she's wide and out of bounds. Tried to go right down the line and didn't need to cut it and did. 12-9 SCOTUS, and Baxter to serve it up here for the Crusaders. Baxter serve. Right down the middle, Odbert goes low to pick it up. Set right side, the attack by Boating. Off Wojcik, headed for the stands, and it will not be played. Monica Boating gets her fourth kill of the game. And again, GICC has not been able to get anything going on their serve. They've scored 1 point off serve in game 3. Boating now to serve it away for the Shamrocks. Blows it down the middle with some good top spin to Rogge. Baxter, back set, Brand, near side, out. 14-9, SCOTUS. Central Catholics already used one timeout. Boating to serve it again. Crusaders need to find something to click here. And across it comes to Wojcik. Set to the outside. McGowan on the angle attack. This time it's down and good. And for Liz, she'll get her 10th kill. McGowan's really stepped it up the last two matches, yesterday and today. Maybe she will be the X factor this morning for Central Catholic. The serve by Steph Brand. Into the back row. Shamrocks have it. Set middle. Here's Hellbush. Blocked up front. Partington. Jamie Partington with her second ace block. Point Crusaders. 14-11. Crusaders are down by three. Steph Brand picking up her first point from the service line. Tries to get another one. Floats it across to Lou. Back set a little wide with the attack. Beautifully driven across by Hellbush. McAllen comes back on the other side for the Crusaders. Stays in the back row. Shamrocks to Lou. Lou hits it way deep. Trying to get it over the double block. Out of bounds. Point GICC. Timeout. Columbus SCOTUS. So here come the Crusaders. They've been down in all three sets. They were able to rally and win game one, not in game two. It's even at a set apiece, 14-12, Columbus SCOTUS game three on ESPN.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Out of the Columbus SCOTUS timeout, Steph Brand to serve for Grand Island Central Catholic. They trail 14-12. They've scored three in a row as the serve comes across to Lou. Set it to McKenzie on the outside. She is blocked by Partington. SCOTUS will have to scramble and get it back across. Right at Baxter. Set to the outside. McGowan adjusts. Angle attack got the kill. Good adjustment by Liz McGowan. And it's a one-point game again, 14-13. Steph Brand with three in a row. A chance to tie it up here for the Crusaders. Brand floats it down the middle to Odbert. Good pass. Set middle. Here's the attack. Hellbush. Good up by the Crusaders. They pass it across. Could be the point they need here. Shamrocks go Hellbush. Another good swing. A block picked up by Shohan to the outside. Hellbush rejected by Partington. Good defense so far by the Crusaders. Free ball coming across. Quick work in the middle. Partington tips it down. We're tied at 14. Big point. Big point for Grand Island Central Catholic. You could tell the whole point they had the momentum, and finally they were able to put it away. 14-14, game three. We're tied at a set apiece. Overpass on the serve. Partington couldn't put the free ball away, so the Shamrocks get another chance. And it's dug out by Baxter from Hellbush. McGowan on the attack. Tipped and played in the back row by Boating. Here's the set. Shohan in the middle. Kirkman tips it over. Good get that time by Baxter. Right side. Here's the attack. Out and good again, McGowan. Liz with 12 kills. 15-14. Grand Island Central Catholic, they've scored six in a row. And the Crusader fans finally able to get after it vocally. And Brand floats another easy one across. 10-foot line, they'll set it to Lou. Outside attack, she's taking it off the block. The Crusaders with another dig. Back row, and it'll be taken over by Wojcik. Here is Lou again, near side attack. It's dug out, passed into the net, picked out of there by Katie Brand and sent across. Great get by Brand. Shamrocks. Back row, they're going to float it over with Hellbush. Here is the set to the outside, McGowan. McGowan, angle attack, termination, Liz McGowan. Does Coach John Peterson want to burn another timeout during this run? Still only a two-point lead for the Crusaders, 16-14. Serve across to Odbert. Set right side, short side attack. Again, dug out in the back row. That time by Steph Brand and set across. Hellbush has been taking some hellacious swings. This time she will tip it across. Crusaders go outside. McGowan, another one. This one is picked up in the back row, though, and returned over. Great get by Boating. How about McGowan again? McGowan, this time it's not coming back. Feed the monster. Timeout, Columbus SCOTUS. And for the first time all day, Grand Island Central Catholic has got it going on. 17-14 Crusaders, set three. We're even at a game apiece. You're listening to the C1 State Volleyball Final on ESPN Radio.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. Gift certificates from Master Stylist. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Some excitement in the Central Catholic camp here in game number three. They have been able to run off eight in a row, seven straight off the Steph Brand serve, which is pretty tough to do. Either one of these teams making a run like that. Columbus SCOTUS now trails 17-14. Third set. The winner will go up two games to one. And out of the timeout, SCOTUS has used them both during this run. Shamrocks to Lou. Angle attack picked up by McGowan. Here's the set. Why not go to Liz again? She tips it over. Picked up by the Shamrocks. Diving out of the back row with the dig was Shohan. Crusaders set middle. Partington whips. The timing was off there on the short set, and that will end the run. Point Columbus SCOTUS. Remember, it's only a two-point game now, so it's not like the Crusaders have a huge lead, but at least they've got the momentum. Andrea Odbert now to serve for the Shamrocks. Odbert to Raggi, like she does every time, right down the line. Set up McGowan the other side. She came wrapping around. The dig is made by Shohan. Back row attack by Boating. Here's the set, Katie Brand, to the outside. McGowan, now she gets back over to the left side. Overpass. Partington can't put away the free ball. She's had a couple chances, and then it's over, set out of bounds by the Shamrocks. Mistake in the middle. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic, and she knew it. Not happy with that one. And Liz McGowan now, after a great run through the front row, will come back and serve it away. Serve is across. Picked up here in the back row, Boating. Lou from the 10-foot line. Blocked up front, Katie Brand, ace block. Katie Brand, first time we've heard from her in a long, long time. 19-15 Central Catholic. Liz McGowan, just her third point from the service line. Takes it across to Boating. Here's a set for Lou. Lou on the outside, good angle. Return Raggi, but it's going to be out of bounds. Mackenzie Lou with her third kill of the game, her 12th of the match. 19-16 Central Catholic, but here comes Laura Zock. 8 points from that service line already. Has a couple of ace serves here in the championship. And Zock with the serve. Half step fires. Over to McGowan. Baxter sets all the way to the other side. Wojcik trying to get involved, but her attack is deep and out of bounds. Point Shamrocks. And another point on the Zock serve. 19-17. Zock takes some time and lets it fly again. Takes it out, Raggi. Baxter, short set middle. Partington blocked up front by McElhose. It's still alive. Wojcik on the outside. She'll drive it over. Overpass, free ball. Katie Brand, nice pickup again that time by Zock and sent over. Two big swings. The Shamrocks have picked them both up. Wojcik, they won't get that one. Jess Wojcik, only her second kill since the first set. And it's 20-17 Central Catholic. Katie Brand goes back to serve it away. 20-17 on the Brand serve. Over to Boating, stuck in the back row during this long run. Slide right side. That looks like it's off the tip. McElhose, yes it is. McElhose off the tip, and it's 20-18. Good slide. It was tip. One of the officials did see it. And the Shamrocks to serve. It'll be Mackenzie Lou. Lou fires it over to Raggi. Here's the set outside. Wojcik. Wojcik to Odbert on the dig. Shohan, short set middle. McElhose got it. Fifth kill for Lindsay McElhose, 20-19. And the Shamrocks now a chance to tie it on the McKenzie Lou serve. Lou fires it across, just over the middle. Pass to Baxter, outside Wojcik. Tip is going to be dug out nicely. It's above the net. The joust comes over to the Crusaders. Over to Wojcik again. The set is wide, but she's able to keep it in play. Now here is Bodig, and she will drive it over. McGowan with a good up back row to Katie Brand. Wojcik standing spike. Handled there by Haney. Short set middle. McElhose takes him off the feet. No lift call. That's what the Shamrocks wanted. That's the commotion in the background. Shamrocks dumping across. Another good dig by Katie Brand. Outside Wojcik blocked into the net. Dug out. McGowan picks it up. Still alive. Great rally going here. Outside Bodig. It's dug out in the back row by McGowan. Whoever wins this, you will hear the roar. Wojcik passes it across. Shamrocks middle. McElhose dug out again. Overpass. Joust at the net. Shamrock point. Tip down by Lindsay McElhose. We're tied at 20, and the Crusaders will call the final timeout. We're even at a game apiece. We're even at 20-20 in Game 3 on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Columbus SCOTUS going for their 14th state championship. Columbus SCOTUS has won 3 of the last 4 state championships in C1. And they have won 6 of the last 8. And now they have a tied 20-20 game 3, even at a set apiece. And McKenzie Lou to serve here in game 3. Out of the Central Catholic timeout, they'll go to Jessica Wojcik, and Wojcik tries it through the double block for the kill. 21-20. The key was an 8-0 stretch by Central Catholic to come back and take the lead here in game number 3. Both teams are out of timeouts, and Sarah Rogge to serve to Odvert, deep middle. Chohan sets. Bodig, the All-Stater, is blocked. Free ball above the net, and then hit out of bounds. Baxter was trying to get the quick and hit it wide. A big break there for SCOTUS. 21-21. And that will bring McElhose back with that jump serve. Trying to get the Shamrocks the lead. Over to Rogge. Good pass to Baxter. Wojcik other side. Big swing, but Haney with the dig. To Bodig. Bodig takes it near side. Good dig in the back row by McGowan. Set outside. Wojcik floats it over. The Shamrocks have it with Lou. Bodig one more time. Around the block. Gets it to Rogge. Opportunity Brand. Brand in the middle is blocked. Ball above the net. Back and forth it goes. It's on the Shamrock side. Dumped over to Rogge. Set to the outside. Here's Wojcik. She'll tip it. It's blocked up front. Central Catholic can't get it back. Ace block for Caitlin Kirkman. And SCOTUS has the lead, 22-21. McElhose to serve. This could decide the state championship for the next 4 or 5 points here as it's across to the outside branch. She will put it down. It's in. SCOTUS thought it was out. Looked in from here. Steph Brand will get the kill. Only her second kill of this game. And really, they've been going to Wojcik more than her. But now Jess will serve, and Brand will be in the middle with McGowan back there as well. Tied at 22. Jump serve, Wojcik. Good one over to Odbert. Chohan sets. Voting on the outside. Through the block of Brand for the kill. Put it right between her arms. Number 15 for Bodig, and it is 23-22 SCOTUS. Even at a set apiece, and Jordan Chohan to serve it away. Central Catholic runs together trying to pick it up, passes it into the net, passes it out of bounds. Ace serve. Game point, SCOTUS. And so now it is SCOTUS' turn to come from behind. They were down 20-17. 24-22, game point, Chohan to serve. Over at Rogge. Baxter set to the outside. McGowan takes it across, down and good, and we play on. Liz McGowan, her 15th kill. And back to serve it, Bailey Baxter. Game point number two for Columbus SCOTUS. Baxter takes her time, checks with Coach Zavala. The serve is across. Right at Odbert, stays in the back row. They'll set it to the outside for Hellbush. Takes it over to Rogge. Brand with the set, middle to Brand. She is blocked, and that's game three. Ace block by Kirkman. Central Catholic got the look they wanted but couldn't finish. And SCOTUS scores five of the final 7 points. And for the third time this year, Cranon and Central Catholic may have to go five. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. They've never been down 2-1. They are here. The pressure on. Can they come back? 25-23 Shamrocks. We'll look at the numbers in a minute.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And we are back at the NU Coliseum. The season on the line for Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's look at the numbers. First of all, for Columbus SCOTUS, Laura Zock had 2 service points in the third game. Lindsay McAlowe had 2 service points, 4 kills. Jordan Shohan had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. Monica Boating had a service point, 5 kills. Mackenzie Liu, 2 service points, 3 kills. Caitlin Kirkman had 3 ace blocks in that game. She had 1 kill. And overall, 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, 2 ace serves for the Shamrocks. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik, 2 kills. Bailey Baxter, 1 kill. Katie Brand, an ace block. Sarah Rogge, 2 service points and a kill. Liz McGowan had 1 service point and 7 kills. Steph Brand had 7 service points, 2 kills. Jamie Partington had an ace block and 1 kill. 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for Grand Island Central Catholic. And SCOTUS takes game 3, 25-23. They are up 2-1 in this C1 state championship. They're trying to do it again to Grand Island Central Catholic. They've beaten them the last 5 times they played in the state final. They're going for number 6. We'll be back with set 4 in 1 minute.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at state this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Give it away to start game 4. Brand on the attack, can't finish. Then Brand comes up with a block to McElholz. It's still on the SCOTUS side. Taken across by Boating. Dig is made by McGowan and tipped across. Columbus SCOTUS sets outside. The attack is going to be down the line, but wide and out of bounds. And for the first time in 4 sets, Grand Island Central Catholic will score the first point. 1-0 GICC. Back to serve it away will be Jessica Wojcik. Liz McGowan, as they came out for game 4, tried to get some life into her team, going over and getting everybody pumped up the best she could, as SCOTUS on the outside attack will drive it down and good. with Monica Boating. And that's one thing that we've noticed. There's not a lot of emotion. Hasn't been all year from this Central Catholic team. They've just done so many good things except finish off SCOTUS in a state final. And here's a service error from the jump serve of Lindsay McElhose. That could be her first error of the match. And it goes back over to the Crusaders. 2-1. Central Catholic must win to force a fifth. They haven't lost all year. They're down 2-1. Good serve by Baxter. Scramble and take it into the net. Attack error. SCOTUS 3-1. GICC. Bailey Baxter has done a pretty good job from that service line with 7 points. McGowan leads the team with 15 kills. 9 for Steph Brand, 7 for Jessica Wojcik. We'll look at SCOTUS in a minute as the serve is across. Again, didn't pass it very well, so they'll bump it over. Baxter slide to Brand. Brand off the block, gets the kill. And maybe one thing with not getting too high or too low is the Crusaders can stay on that even keel and like they're doing right now, keep their focus and get off to a 4-1 lead here in game number 4. Baxter serves it across. Here's a swing from Boating on the outside, blocked up front by Katie Brand. Katie Brand with the ace block. It was the Brand sisters getting up there together, and it's 5-1. Baxter with the serve again. That mini jump serve over to Odbert. Here's the set, Shohan. Boating again. Off the tip, it's picked up by Wojcik. Set to the outside, McGowan. She'll have to roll it across. Haney picks it up for the Shamrocks. Boating again, hits the net, and that's going to work because it deflected right off McGowan for the kill. So that is the 17th kill for Monica Boating here in this match. 12 for Mackenzie Liu. Back to serve it away will be Jordan Shohan here for Columbus SCOTUS. 5-2 Central Catholic game 4. SCOTUS up 2-1. Steph Brand off the quick set, hammers it down. And here comes Steph Brand, who had been pretty quiet since that first set. A couple of early kills here in game 4. And it is 6-2. Crusaders will serve with Steph Brand back there to do it. Shohan sets. Right side attack. Blocked up there by Partington. Dig made. Here's Hellbush to tip it over. McGowan goes low. Picks it up. Back row attack. Wojcik. Handled there by Shohan. Set outside. Boating. Off the block of Partington. It comes over. Crusaders have it. Brand outside McGowan. McGowan blocked. Ace block. Hellbush. That is the eighth ace block for the Shamrocks. 4 for Hellbush and 4 for Kirkman. Grand Island Central Catholic has 6. Katie Brand, Jamie Partington each with a couple. And now Monica Bode goes back to serve it away here for the SCOTUS Shamrocks. Over to Wojcik, short set middle. They attack it with Katie Brand. Dig is made by McElhose. And then it's going to be ricocheted across for the kill by Hellbush. 6-4 Central Catholic. And Boating to keep the serve. 2-1 SCOTUS. Central Catholic won the opener, had to cover behind to do it, 25-21. And then it was 25-17, 25-23 SCOTUS. Slide to the right side, and McGowan will get the termination. Liz with her 16th kill, 7-4 Central Catholic, and now Liz will rotate back to serve it away. McGowan all the way in the left-hand corner, floats it to the right side. Picked up there by Liu. Middle attack going to be swung across by Kirkman. Good get there by Baxter and set over by Katie Brand. Free ball here for SCOTUS. Back set, right side attack. There's Hellbush again. Termination for Maggie Hellbush. You're listening to the State C1 Volleyball Championship on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Andrea Odbert to serve it, but into the net. Right back over to the Crusaders. It is 8-5, 2 service errors already here in game 4. SCOTUS have been pretty clean in that department all morning long. And the serve across here. Middle attack, Hellbush, nobody ready for that. And she hammers it home. 8th kill for Maggie Hellbush. Again, they ran that stack in the middle. And ran the double, second getting the hit. Greeley wall back. And Clay Center will be the next final here in D2, and that will definitely start well after 11:30. Service across here by Zock. Quick set right side. Partington will put it away. 6th kill for Jamie. Central Catholic, 9-6 lead. They need to keep that lead. Psyche, mentally, right now, what SCOTUS has done to them in the past, they cannot let SCOTUS catch them or take a lead. Just keep that lead, even if it's only 2 or 3 points. Rocky serves it across. Slide. McElhose drives it over. Kill, McElhose. Lindsay with her 7th kill. 9-7, and back and forth we go. One serve and out here the last three times for each team. And Mackenzie Liu to serve it away. Liu flips it across. Crusaders' Katie Brand, set outside, Steph Brand. Brand, big swing, Brand, termination. Number 12 for Steph. Central Catholic 10, SCOTUS 7. Game 4, SCOTUS is up 2-1. Jessica Wojcik back to serve it away. And Wojcik with the serve. Powered across. Shamrock struggle to get it over. Odbert has to pass it over to Katie Brand. To the outside, McGowan. Over the single block. Down and good. Liz McGowan, number 17. 11-7 GICC. Coach John Peterson off the bench, but not going to call the timeout. Wojcik to serve. Overall, SCOTUS has done a pretty good job handling her jump serve so far this morning. Here comes another one. Odbert has it. Shohan sets outside. Not much of a block there, but Bodine couldn't put it away. Here's Steph Brand, partially blocked. Couple of quick tips back over to the Shamrocks. Joust at the net. And Central Catholic can't get it over. Four hits. Point for the Shamrocks, 11-8. And back to serve it away for Lindsay McElhose. We got through this first rotation pretty quick. McElhose now with the jump serve. She put it in the net last time. This time she gets it over to McGowan. Here's the quick set Baxter to McGowan on the outside. She tips it. Shamrocks have to scramble, and they are able to get it over. Almost a double hit. Here's the slide. Steph Brand sets off. Brand didn't get to it. She sets it over. Shamrocks free ball. Can't make a good play. So another chance. Crusaders set to the outside. McGowan off the single block. Nice save, and across it comes from the Shamrocks. Good rally going here. Slide Brand. Steph takes it down. Point Crusaders. Number 13 for Steph Brand, but more importantly, her fourth of the game. So Brand getting more involved here in game four. Bailey Baxter to serve it away. 12-8. Grand Island Central Catholic. And Baxter with the serve. Down the middle to Odbert. The pass is off, and they can only bump it across in the back row. Take it to Wojcik. Set Katie Brand. Outside McGowan. Off the block. Good. Number 18, Liz McGowan. 13-8. Timeout on the floor. Columbus SCOTUS. So the Crusaders trying to get this thing even up and send it to a fifth set. They lead it 13-8 on ESPN Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Doug Good, along with our producer engineer Derek Stetson on ESPN Radio with the C1 State High School Volleyball Championship in the balance. The 35-0 Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders trail the 23-5 Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks 2-1. Central Catholic up 13-8 in game four. SCOTUS coming out of the first time out of this set. Bailey Baxter now to serve the volleyball away. And Baxter with that little running float serve is across. Shohan sets outside. They try to get it back to their big gun. Taken across Bodine. Nice up that time by Katie Brandt. They get it back over. This time it's taken back over by Bodine. And one more try for McGowan. Liz, half swing. Up. Can they return? Odbert hit the net. It goes over. Here's one more for McGowan. McGowan off the block. Again, it's picked up by SCOTUS. They're getting a little scrap here. And they'll tip it across. Just hits the net. Brand with the save. All out of one-timers. Here's Brand finally going to set it across for the Kearney, or for the Grand Island Central Catholic kill. Steph Brand on a weird point. There was a lot of one-timers, a lot of tips, just trying to keep the ball up. The Crusaders have scored five of the last six. They're up 14-8. Baxter with the serve. And across it comes. Shohan sets, boating again. She's blocked, but they dig it off the Katie Brand block. Now Steph Brand with a half block over to the Crusaders. Here's McGowan, swing through the double block, but right there to cover it up is McElhose. Boating, short side block, ace block, Katie Brand. And it's 15-8, Grand Island Central Catholic. biggest lead by the Crusaders here in this match. Baxter trying to keep it going. She's got three in a row, but this one's deep and out of bounds. So the Shamrocks will get it back. That is the first service error by Grand Island Central Catholic since the SCOTUS's 12th point in game two. It's been nearly two full games since they had a service error. And it comes across on the serve by Shohan for SCOTUS. In the middle, Katie Brand blocked it, ricochets off the head, and the Shamrocks will put it away on a three ball. Maggie Helbush gets the kill. It went right off the noggin of Steph Brand and went above the net. Point SCOTUS. And Shohan to serve again. Had a couple of aces earlier. Roggie to Baxter, outside McGowan. McGowan on the angle attack is deep and out of bounds. And a little run being put together here by the Shamrocks. 15-11. Looking for four in a row now. Shohan to try and answer the run that the Crusaders just put on. Baxter sets middle. Steph Brand, big swing, down and good. Steph Brand with her sixth kill of this game. She has 15 kills. McGowan has 18. They have been the 1-2 punch. It's been Jess Wojcik who's been kind of quiet today as far as the attack. Steph Brand serves across, picked up in a quick attack into the net, called on SCOTUS. Into the net on the Shamrocks at a 6-point Crusader lead, 17-11. Now Steph Brand will serve again. Steph with her first point on serve in this game. Overset has to be passed over by the Shamrocks. Here's a set to the outside, McGowan. McGowan stuffed again. Helbush. Helbush with her fifth ace block of this match. 17-12. Side out here for SCOTUS. And Monica Bodine back to serve it again. Boating right down the middle. They'll set it outside to Brand. Katie this time. And she'll get the kill. Put it right at Boating. She just tried to save her face. She got it up for about a second, but nobody was close enough to pick it up. And the third kill in the match for Brand, Katie Brand. 18-12. McGowan serves for Central Catholic. Middle attack, and it's going to be out of bounds. Was it tip? They're looking for a tip. They're going to say no tip. Again, SCOTUS thought it was tip. Coach John Peterson thought it was tip. But since they're not going to get the call, they will take a timeout. So timeout on the floor here in the fourth set of our C1 state championship. SCOTUS is up 2-1. But Grand Island Central Catholic has a 19-12 lead in game four. We'll be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
And welcome back to the NU Coliseum. ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2009 State Volleyball Tournament out of the SCOTUS timeout. Liz McGowan to serve that knuckleball for the Crusaders, leading 19-12. Here's Lou with the attack. Roggy digging the back row, set outside for Wojcik. Wojcik blocked by Helbush, but Roggy digs it out this time. And then it's set out of bounds. Point SCOTUS. 19-13, Grand Island Central Catholic leads in the fourth set, but they are down 2-1. Trying to snap the SCOTUS hex that has been over them for about a decade. Odbert to serve it away, at least here in the finals. They've beaten them three times this year, but for the first time they've trailed 2-1. Overset again might have been out. SCOTUS bails out the Crusaders by playing the ball. And now they'll go middle and have to pass it across Partington. Free ball here for the Shamrocks. Short set. Helbush dumped it into her own net. Point. Central Catholic. 20-13 Crusaders. And Katie Brand will serve it away. Katie serve, floats down the middle. Picked up by Boating. Set outside for Helbush. Through the block. One arm up in the back row. McGowan enough to keep it alive. And passed across by Baxter. SCOTUS will have to try again. Middle attack. And it's out of bounds. Point Crusaders. The largest lead by either team has been 8 points. SCOTUS won the second set, 25-17, and now Central Catholic is up by 8 here in game number 4. Outside attack, going to be blocked up front by Partington. Partington, ace block, 22-13. Grand Island Central Catholic on their way, it would appear, in game number 4. A 9-point lead, and Brand to serve it away again. Katie floats that one across. They'll go to Lou on the outside. Shamrocks tip it over. Brand save. Baxter sets Wojcik outside around the single block. Odbert with the dig. Right side attack. Helbush through the double block for the SCOTUS kill. Helbush now with 10 kills. She is the third of Shamrock into double figures in that category. And here comes the dangerous Laura Zock to serve it away for Columbus SCOTUS. At least she has been today. 22-14, SCOTUS trails. Down the line to Rogge. Baxter sets right side. Partington sets it back into the corner at Zock. Set up by the Shamrocks. Lou brings it over. Good pickup by Rogge. Set outside Wojcik. She's just going to set it across. Opportunity Shamrocks. It'll be dumped across there by Shohan, the setter. Tipped right back over by the Crusaders. Short set middle. McElhose. Good save by McGowan. Then nobody picked it up. Three Crusaders looked at each other, and the ball fell to the floor after a great dig by McGowan. Point SCOTUS. Crusaders have both their timeouts in case it gets dicey. Zock to serve, trailing 22-15. Rogge's pass to Baxter. Set middle. Wojcik, big swing termination. First kill of the fourth set for Wojcik, and it's 23-15 Central Catholic. Sarah Rogge will go back and serve it away. 8-point lead, three back on serve receive for the Shamrocks. And this one they're going to take into the corner to Boating. Slide, right side, McElhose off the block, picked up in the front row, above the net, tip Steph Brand, point Central Catholic. Steph Brand with the kill, and it is game point GICC trying to send us to a fifth set here in the championship, and why not? Rogge, angle serve right back over on the overpass. Steph Brand swing down. Good. We're headed to a fifth. Steph Brand with a monster fourth set and 8 kills. And Grand Island Central Catholic able to win this fourth set 25-15. So our first championship of the day is going to go 5. Central Catholic and SCOTUS go to a fifth set for the second time this year. We'll be back right after this on ESPN Radio.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Here's a look at the numbers from the fourth set. First of all, for Columbus SCOTUS, I had Laura Zock with one service point. Lindsay McElhose had 2 kills. Jordan Shohan had 3 service points, it appears. 2 service points, it looks like. Monica Bodig had 1 service point and 2 kills in that game. Mackenzie Liu, she was shut out there in the fourth set. And we go down to Maggie Helbush, who kind of held them in this one. 2 ace blocks and 5 kills. 9 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for Columbus SCOTUS. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik had 1 service point, 1 kill. Bailey Baxter had 5 service points. Katie Brand had 2 service points, 2 ace blocks and a kill. Sarah Rogge, 2 service points. Liz McGowan, a service point, 3 kills. Steph Brand had a service point and 8 kills. Jamie Partington had an ace block and 1 kill. 14 kills, 3 ace blocks, no ace serves. Central Catholic takes game 4, 25-15. And we head to a fifth and decisive set. Why not? SCOTUS Crusaders of Central Catholic. It'll come down to the best of 15, and we'll have it for you right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Derek Stenson on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Central Nebraska is ESPN Radio Superstation. We're also on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Grand Island Central Catholic won the toss, so they will serve to start the fifth and final set, trying to complete the unbeaten season and win their first C1 title since 94. Now, they picked up a couple of C2 titles, but not C1. And here we go. Rocky serves it across. Boating on the outside. Off the deflection, McGowan with the dig. Short set middle. Steph Brand blocked at the net. Dug out by Rocky, and it'll be taken across by Wojcik. Shamrocks with the volleyball on the outside, Boating. Boating around the single block, down on the line and good. Central Catholic thought it was out of bounds. They're going to call it in, and SCOTUS has the lead on the Monica Boating kill. Boating with 18 kills, 12 for Mackenzie Liu, 10 for Helbush, and for Central Catholic, 18 for McGowan, 17 for Brand. Serve of the cross. Central Catholic to Brand. Steph drives it over. If it's now or never for Central Catholic, they got their backs against the wall. They've played all year for this moment. Brand attack, another dig, picked up by Liu. To the outside, Boating will tip it right at the net. Baxter has it. Set outside, Wojcik. Wojcik off the tip. The dig is made. Shamrock short set in the middle. Taken across by Kirkman. Opportunity here for Wojcik. She'll drive it over. Another dig by Liu. Long rally going here early in game five. McGowan with the dig. Baxter outside. Wojcik again. She's blocked. Rocky digs it to McGowan. And it'll be set across there by Wojcik. Free ball. Shamrocks dumped over by the setter. Didn't work, Shohan. Here's Brand on the slide. Point. Central Catholic. Whoa, long, long point. Finally finished by Steph Brand's 18th kill. 1-1. And number one, Jessica Wojcik to serve it away. Crusaders won the first set. The Shamrocks won games 2 and 3. And then the Crusaders took game 4, 25-15. Serve across to Odbert. Slide right side. Kirkman tip. Nice dig by Rocky. Keeps it alive to the outside for McGowan. McGowan half swing across. Overpass. Joust at the net. Won by McGowan. Number 19 for Liz McGowan. 2-1. Grand Island Central Catholic. Back to serve it again, Wojcik. See how long they can keep her on that service line. Great, great crowd support here on both sides. Over to Odbert. Here's a set outside, Boating. Off the block by Katie Brand. In the middle of the floor, they'll set it outside McGowan. She takes it off the block for a Crusader point. Liz McGowan, number 20. And it's 3-1, Grand Island Central Catholic. Fifth set here on ESPN Radio. Wojcik to serve. And across it comes. Picked up there by McElhose and taken across by Boating. Set outside. McGowan again. McGowan again. Termination. Liz McGowan. Hang in there, girl. It's 4-1. Timeout, SCOTUS. We're in the fifth set. And Columbus SCOTUS now has their backs against the wall a little bit, as the Crusaders come out with a quick 4-1 start. Fifth set, C1 final on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Have you started working on your Christmas list? Here's a quick, easy way to fill it fast. Gift certificates from Master Stylist. Tanning, styles, perms, pedicures, massages, and facials. Services that pamper and please. The perfect gift at Master Style Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature?
You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to the NU Coliseum. For the first time since the first set, the arrow is pointed in the right direction for the Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball team. They are up 4-1 in the fifth here over Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS using all of the timeout they can. Don't forget, after this, we move on to the D2 final. Clay Center taking on Greeley Wallback. You'll hear it on ESPN 1550. SCOTUS breaks huddle. Their fans extremely loud. And Jessica Wojcik to serve it away now with a 4-1 Central Catholic lead. The jump serve by Wojcik into the net. A rare service error from Wojcik, so the timeout works to get the ball back. Elbush comes back into the ball game to the front row for the Shamrocks. And Jordan Shohan back to serve it away. 4-2 Crusaders. Shohan with the serve for Columbus SCOTUS across to Raggi. Here is the set. Baxter, slide it to Brand. Brand is blocked up front, and a lift called on the Crusaders. Ace blocked by Monica Boating is her first of the match. And it is 4-3. That was a close call, and Shohan to serve. Set to the outside. It's wide. McGowan makes an adjustment. Great kick in the back row by Odbert. It's passed across. Free ball here. Baxter sets. Here's McGowan again against the single block, and she is blocked. Maggie Helbush has made the block, and just that quick, 4-4. Here they come again. That is the sixth ace block of the match for Helbush. Shohan serve, right on the line. Baxter sets middle. Brand dumps it across, but it's a soft swing. Joust at the net, stays on the SCOTUS side. They'll get it out to the outside. Boating cuts it off the net, down and good. 5-4 SCOTUS, timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. It will not come easy, if it comes at all, this morning for Grand Island Central Catholic. They now trail in game 5, 5-4. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. Big variety along with the deli and prices you already love. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
We play on in set 5. Jordan Shohan for Columbus SCOTUS has answered the four-point SCOTUS rally with a Central Catholic rally, the four-point run of their own. Back to action, serves across. Set McGowan, outside attack, goes corner, gets the kill. Number 22 for Liz McGowan. So each team took a timeout and then came right back and got the ball. And Bailey Baxter to serve it away. We're a third of the way through the fifth and final set. 5-5. Every point huge and served into the net. Second service there for Central Catholic in the fifth set. Back to serve it away, Monica Boating with a 6-5 lead. Boating now to go. And she hits the net, but it comes over. Scramble for the Crusaders, but they will get it back over with Katie Brand. Opportunity here, Shohan sets middle. Kirkman off the block, picked up there by Brand. Katie to the outside, here's McGowan, and she rams it home. Liz McGowan with 5 kills in this fifth set, and they only have 6 points. 6-6. Now Steph Brand goes back to serve it away. Brand serve, floats it across to Lou. Staying in the back row, they'll set to Lou. McKenzie on the attack, picked up there by Wojcik outside McGowan. She's blocked, one arm up, return, but out of bounds. Point SCOTUS. McKenzie Lou gets the kill, and it is 7-6 SCOTUS. Odbert to serve. Down the middle it goes. Picked up McGowan. Set outside. Katie Brand. Partially blocked. Stays at the net. Dumped down by SCOTUS. They pick up the point. Maggie Hellbush with the kill. 8-6 SCOTUS. Game 5. Andrea Odbert, only her second point from that service line today. Now Central Catholic's got to get that ball back. Odbert across to McGowan. Here's the set to Liz on the outside. She tips it on a single block. That's an opportunity for Lou, and she rams it home. That tip killed the Crusaders. And Coach Sharon Zavala calls the timeout. Central Catholic was up 4-1, and they now trail 9-6. The Shamrocks trying to do it again. We're back after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to Factory Specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Columbus SCOTUS going for their 8th state championship in the last 11 years. Leads Grand Island Central Catholic 9-6 in the fifth set here on ESPN Radio. Can the Crusaders come back? They have not been in this position all year long. Andrea Odbert, they're trying to knock off the 35-0 Crusaders. Over to McGowan. Baxter sets middle. Partington, another tip. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed across by SCOTUS. Low check, set middle. Tipped again. This time it's down and good. The whistle blows. SCOTUS kept playing it, but the point was over. Jamie Partington with the kill. Her seventh. Side out, Central Catholic. And McGowan back to serve it away. And a serve by McGowan. Down the middle to Boating. Here's an overpass. Comes over to Rogge. Into the net. And can they get it over? Yes, Central Catholic does. Free ball, though. Set right side. On the wide side, it's blocked back by Wojcik. Down and good. Jess Wojcik, ace block. SCOTUS couldn't locate it. They were doing the 360 and couldn't find it. 9-8. McGowan now to serve it away. Trying to tie it up in the fifth to Boating. Chohan gets the up for Lou. Lou on the attack, picked up by Rogge. Overpass in the net, somebody in the net on the Crusaders. 10-8, Columbus SCOTUS. And in to serve, Laura Zock. 15-8, SCOTUS, the serve from Zock. Central Catholic keeping their fingers crossed here. Over to Rogge. Pass off the mark. Baxter runs it down. Passed across Katie Brand. Here is the set middle. The attack, McElhose. One arm save. Dumped over by Brand. Great up by the Shamrocks to keep it alive. Could be the point of the match. Dumped over. Central Catholic down and good by Brand. The whistles have blown, but they can't hear it. And Brand gets the kill. Oh, boy, what a point. Fourth kill for Katie Brand. Side out for Katie Brand to serve, trying to tie it at 10. Brand serve is across to Boating. Pass a little off. Chohan sets outside. Lou has to tip. Good up that time to save. Outside Wojcik. She'll drive it across and we're tied. It's 10-10 in the fifth. And SCOTUS is going to go ahead and use their timeout right here. It's down to the final 5 points of the season. Central Catholic has the serve, tied at 10 in the fifth set of the 2009 C1 State Championship on ESPN Radio.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
All the timeouts have been used. All the speeches have been given, and it's 10-10 in the fifth between maybe the two biggest rivals in all of the state in high school volleyball. Brand serves at 10-10 to SCOTUS, and Lou will drive it through the block of Partington for the kill. Mackenzie Lou, a big fifth set with her third kill. She'll go back and serve. SCOTUS 11, Central Catholic 10 here in the fifth. It's coming down to the final few points in a career. Serve across. Picked up by Katie Brand. Baxter sets. Partington attack. Down and good. We're tied at 11. Jamie Partington, huge swing. That's what you like to see. Bring in the power. And now number one in the rotation, Sarah Rogge, back to serve it away here for Central Catholic. Rogge serve, but out of bounds. That's the third service error of the fifth game here by Grand Island Central Catholic. And they had only two in the last three sets. So the pressure mounts, the Shamrocks to serve. Here's Lindsay McElhose, jump serve. Picked up by Katie Brand. Baxter to the outside, step Brand, a tip. Picked up by the Shamrocks in the middle, tip back over. Central Catholic Baxter, outside Wojcik, half swing into the back corner, picked up McElhose. Shamrocks set outside. Here's Boating through the block for the kill. Number 20 for Monica Boating. 13-11, Columbus SCOTUS. McElhose with the jump serve coming up. Crusaders don't want to face championship point. They need the ball back here. McElhose jump serve picked up by Rogge. Baxter sets outside. Steph Brand swing. Partially blocked. Shamrocks with the up. They pass it to the outside. Boating. She's blocked. Still on the Shamrock side. They go to Boating again. Off the block. Rogge with the dig. Crusaders need the point. Brand in the middle. Blocked, and it's championship point. Caitlin Kirkman with the ace block. Three in a row for SCOTUS. And it is deafening in the Coliseum. Championship point for Columbus SCOTUS. Here's the serve. Picked up by Brand. Baxter sets. Outside Steph Brand. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Oh, the official called a tip there for a second. It's out of bounds. Holy moly. He dropped the hearts of every Crusader fan in here. Steph Brand gets the kill. But it is still championship point, and Wojcik with the jump serve. 14-12 SCOTUS. Serve across to Haney. Here's the set to the outside Boating. The attack picked up by Rogge to Wojcik. It'll be passed across by McGowan. Here it comes for SCOTUS. Boating again on championship point. She terminates, and SCOTUS has done it. They had lost four sets all year long. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic will settle for a state runner-up trophy at the hands of Columbus SCOTUS. 15-12 in the fifth after they had fallen behind 4-1. Grand Island Central Catholic won the fourth set 25-15. They jumped out to a 4-1 lead in the fifth. It looked good. SCOTUS called a timeout. They got the next four to tie it at 5. We went back and forth. They took the lead 9-6. Central Catholic came back to tie it at 10. We were tied at 11. And then SCOTUS able to run off four of the final 5 points to just shove a dagger into Central Catholic again. 15-12 in the fifth. We've got the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up. We'll have all the numbers for you. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Howard's Jewelry wishes the Crusaders from Central Catholic another memorable and fun experience at State this year. Just like you, we stress quality and are proud to be Grand Island's longest existing jewelers. Congratulations from Howard's Jewelry in downtown Grand Island.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Having the right guidance while planning for retirement or your child's education can make all the difference. Ask about their investment services. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
The celebration continues here at the NU Coliseum, where the first champion of the day, no surprise, it's Columbus SCOTUS. It is a surprise that Central Catholic doesn't win it. Most of this team back next year, but right now, it's not going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference. They have got to feel sick, just sick, on the Grand Island Central Catholic sideline as they drop the game here by a score of 15-12. They had beaten SCOTUS three times this year. It's kind of the same old story over and over and over again, and you have to wonder, when will the sun shine on the Crusaders, and when will they be able to snap this Grand Island or this Columbus SCOTUS long run? 21-25, 25-17, 25-23, 15-25, and 15-12, the final scores on the board tonight for the Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks. We'll take a look at all the numbers after this 30-second timeout on ESPN Radio.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at the numbers from the fifth and final set. First of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, they earned every point that they had on the board. SCOTUS made zero errors in the fifth set. Zero errors. Jessica Wojcik had three service points, an ace block, and a kill. Katie Brand had one kill. Liz McGowan had a service point and five kills. Steph Brand had two kills. Jamie Partington had two kills. 11 kills, one ace block, resulting in the 12 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. For Columbus SCOTUS, Andrea Odvert had two service points. Then you go down to Lindsay McElhose, who had two service points. Jordan Shohan, the setter, had three service points. Monica Boating had her only ace block of the match in the fifth set. She also had four kills. Mackenzie Liu, three kills. Caitlin Berkman had an ace block. And Maggie Helbush, an ace block and a kill. Eight kills, three ace blocks, no ace serves. SCOTUS wins the fifth and final set, 15-12. To take this five-set marathon that lasted over 2 hours here this morning at the Coliseum. We'll take a final break and look at the conclusive stats, all five sets, right after this timeout.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle School and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith based on education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And, of course, with winter sports season here, you need the shoes, you need the practice gear, you need the warm sweatshirts to get back and forth to practice and in and out of there so you don't get sick. That's what your mom will tell you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Now let's take a look at the final stats of this five-set ball game, starting with Grand Island Central Catholic. For Jessica Wojcik, 8 service points, 9 service points. One of them was an ace. She had 2 ace blocks and 9 kills. Bailey Baxter led the team in serving with 11 points. 2 of them were aces, 1 kill. Katie Brand, 4 service points, 3 ace blocks, 4 kills. Sarah Rogge had 7 service points, 1 kill. Liz McGowan, 5 service points and a match-high 23 kills. Steph Brand had 8 service points, an ace block, and she ended up with 19 kills in the match here this morning. And for Jamie Partington, 3 ace blocks and 8 kills overall. So in the match this morning, 65 kills for Grand Island Central Catholic, 9 ace blocks, but they weren't as strong in the service department as usual, held to just 3 ace serves. They had 17 kills in that opening game, then 9, 14, 14, and 11 in the match tonight. So 65 kills, 9 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. The Crusaders will end their season 35-1. And they will be the runner-up to SCOTUS for the third time in 5 years here in the C1 final. The other two, they were in C2 and won the championship. So those are the numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic for Columbus SCOTUS. Andrea Odbert, 3 service points. Laura Zock, 10 service points. 2 of them were aces. Lindsay McElhose, 7 service points and 8 kills. The setter, Jordan Shohan, also good from the service line. She was the team's leading server with 14 points. She had 2 aces. Monica Boding, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block, and she had a team-high 21 kills. Mackenzie Liu had 4 service points and 19 kills. Caitlin Berkman had 5 ace blocks and 4 kills. And Maggie Helbush had 6 ace blocks and 11 kills. I had Columbus SCOTUS for 58 kills, 12 ace blocks, 5 ace serves. And SCOTUS will end the season again as the state champion with a record of 24-5 with a 5-set victory over Grand Island Central Catholic. 21-25, 25-17, 25-23, 15-25, and 15-12. As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that joined us and from the Grand Island area that always support Central Catholic Athletics. Northwest will be playing for a state title tonight. They're trying to avoid a third straight runner-up. They'll take on a different opponent, though, in Omaha Grose. They'd lost the last 2 years to Pius. They will play Grose tonight, scheduled for 7 o'clock, and that game will be on 98.9 KKPR. Coming up here on ESPN Radio 1550, the D2 final, as Clay Center will take on Greeley Wallback in about a half an hour. So we'll take a break, rest the voice up as best we can, and get ready for Clay Center and Greeley Wallback. Also a reminder, coming up on KKPR later today, the C2 final when Sandy Creek takes on Aquinas. That'll wrap things up. 15-12, Shamrocks in the fifth set. You've been listening to the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. For our producer-engineer, Derek Stenson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
See the sweat spurt. You might even call for the hot dog man. ESPN HD. The big picture in sports. Presented by Phillips and Best Buy. Call your cable operator or satellite provider today.
Day is taking you behind the scouting eyes of Todd McShay.
It could be a special class. There's a lot of emerging talent.
It's time for the McShaydar. McShaydar.
There are a couple games you have to watch this week just for the quarterback playing college football. The first is Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. Obviously, Jimmy Clausen trying to bounce back from probably his worst start of the season. Remember last week, the last play of the third quarter, he fumbles the ball as he's going into the end zone. He threw an interception in the fourth quarter and then also took that sack for a safety, and certainly he wants to bounce back from that. But if you look at the body of work, the full body of work this year for Clausen, he's been sensational. I mean, he really has carried Notre Dame throughout the entire season, doing a nice job of handling injuries to himself, injuries to his top playmakers, and now that he's got Floyd back, playing opposite Golden Tate, I think he has enough weapons to have a big game against Pittsburgh. On the opposite side, I think the most improved quarterback in the country is Bill Stull for Pitt. Now, Frank Cignetti has done an amazing job of coming in his first year, squaring away all of the footwork issues and problems that Stull has had in the past, and also getting him to have some confidence. I watch this film of Stull, and I see a quarterback that's making quick reads, making good decisions, getting the ball out, and letting his playmakers go make plays. I think that Stull is going to have a big, big game against Notre Dame, and I think Stull's a player to watch in the NFL draft, someone who's completely off the radar. Now he could be a fourth or fifth round draft pick. It's been a huge year for him. And the second game is Stanford at USC. I cannot help myself. 2012, 2013, whatever the draft is, you know that these two quarterbacks, Matt Barkley for the Trojans, and then the Cardinal quarterback, Andrew Luck, are going to wind up being the top guys taken at that position. You know what? If I had to guess right now, whenever Andrew Luck comes out, whether it's 2012 or 2013, he will be the first player taken in the draft. I mean, that's how impressed I am with him physically. And Barkley, he's not that far behind. I think these two quarterbacks are going to have a lot of fun, put up a lot of points in this game, and it could come down to which defense is able to make one or two big plays in the fourth quarter. Stanford is so much of a threat right now in the Pac-10 with Luck at quarterback. It's going to be fun to watch.
Thanks to Todd McShay and the McShaydar. College Game Day on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the Home Depot, proud sponsor of ESPN Radio's College Game Day Tour live in Fort Worth. Visit HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. We'll spend some time a little bit later on Pitt and Notre Dame in that matchup. That was a game we almost went to. But how about Stanford and this physical team that put it on Oregon? Now, their defense gave up some points, Trev, but what have you seen out of this offense?
Well, what I've seen is Coach Harbaugh matching his system to the kind of players that he gets. Doesn't get a lot of speed top to bottom at Stanford, but he gets a lot of big guys, so he's got a mashing, powerful offense. It's based on 235-pound running back Toby Gerhardt.
White Thunder?
Thunder is right.
White Thunder.
Okay, Thunder is right.
No, because it's so hot.
It's because it's so old. So it's right. Instead of Blue Thunder, it's White Thunder. I got it.
He's getting dissed in our Heisman stuff. Maybe not this show. We'll see.
We'll see.
But he wasn't on the TV one. Joke.
He is. Well, listen, he ought to be considered. He should be considered for the Heisman.
Am I out of bounds, Fred? I know I'm just the host here, but every now and then I get passionate about something.
Well, yeah, maybe that's a little bit of a stretch for Gerhardt. But you know what? Gerhardt was carrying the team early, and then, as Todd said, Andrew Luck, the way he's come on, has given them the balance on offense that makes them really, really dangerous.
Boys, we know it because we've been down here. They got a program at TCU, and the head coach is Gary Patterson. He does it a little bit different. We're going to talk to him next. It's College Game Day on ESPN Radio, following the Sports Center.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Week 11 of the college football season has six teams who remain unbeaten. Cincinnati had a victory over West Virginia last night at home. The Bearcats are through to 10-0. Five other teams would like to join them, including Texas, visiting Baylor this afternoon. Colt McCoy with a three-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Shipley. That came in the first quarter. Cody Johnson had a six-yard touchdown run. They're in the second in Waco, Texas, leading at Baylor 14-0. Elsewhere, the other teams who are unbeaten will all play either later today or tonight. Number one, Florida on the road at South Carolina. The Gators are 9-0, 7-0 in conference play. They've won 17 of 18 matchups against the Gamecocks. We've got coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Number two, Alabama, also 9-0. They visit Starkville and the Mississippi State Bulldogs tonight. Game's yours on ESPN HD beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Dating back to 1958, the Alabama Crimson Tide are 43-8 all time against Mississippi State. Number 6, Boise State will host Idaho a little bit later on this afternoon.